webinar are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, we're State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on November the 11th. It is Veterans Day, my friends. It is Veterans Day, a day we pay homage to the heroes, the true heroes of the United States. Not somebody that throws a football, catches a baseball, or runs fast, or rides a skateboard. No, heroes. Men and women who put their lives on the line. Men and women who have died for this country. This is Veterans Day. We should all take a moment and think about that. Think about those men and women who are out on the walls, that rough group that keeps you safe. The ones who have died for our liberty, for our country. We're joined today by Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And here's to the real 1%. Those who serve, and a salute to all.
That's right. It's about a 1% aisle that do that. And Bob was a Navy veteran.
Yes, and I have my Enterprise hat today, and I'll be heading out to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery film some events out there. And wow, what a day. You know, for some reason, a lot of things are coming together today.
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of things happening today. We're going to be talking that are happening at IGO and a number of other places, but first we're going to be talking about Linda Bott.
Well, today's been really deemed, of course, is our Remembrance Day, Armistice Day. This is how it is remembered. It starts off like, this is Armistice Day, or Remembrance Day, or Veterans Day, or Victory Day, or World War I Memorial Day. The name of this special day may be different places throughout many nations, but its significance is the same. It was on this day at 11 a.m. in 1918 that World War I was seized. The Allied and Central Powers signed an armistice agreement at 5 a.m. in Marshal Foch's railway car in the forest of Champagne, France. Many still bow their heads in remembrance at the 11th hour of this 11th day of the 11th month. What will you be doing today?
Well, there's a lot of things going on today that we're going to be talking about. Let's see. They've got up at IGO. Be there at 10:55. We're going to be a great service up there. If you go down today, right now, I think, if you go down for the Tarabas second annual salute to the veterans donation drive through to provide veterans free bus passes. We've been talking about this. They put our faces on the air, which is kind of a surprise. And maybe shocking. Okay, on Veterans Day, from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., you're invited to the community to drive through and drop off cash donations. Mount Shasta Mall, corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the parking lot across from KRCR-TV on Auditorium Drive. Each dollar raised will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. They raised $3,850 last year, which purchased 385 $10 bus punch cards for veterans. It's a great thing to do. So on your way to work, instead of stopping through and, or just going straight to work, stop on by the Mount Shasta Mall on Hilltop Drive in Dana or KRCR-TV on Auditorium Drive and drop off your donation.
Let's go to our Wells Fargo moment, as we always do, and see. Let's just get down to what's going on in the market right now. Josh Wiley, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Well, U.S. stock index futures are higher on Globex. The major averages are looking to build off yesterday's recovery as Italian bond yields fell following passage of austerity measures to stem the country's debt burden. Currently, the Dow's up 232 points at 12,125, while the NASDAQ is up 39 at 2,664, and the S&P 500 is up 21 at 1,261. Oil's down $4.18 at $93.60 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.11%. Gold's up this morning, $10.20 at $1,769, while silver's down $0.19 at $33.91. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola is up 91 cents at $68.32. Bank of America is up 2 dimes at $6.24, while 3M is up $1.48 at $81.82. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. By the way, if you're just tuning in, currently 39 degrees downtown Reading. If you're driving down Market, it's probably a pretty cool sight. Lots of flags that are sticking out there, flying right there, and for Old Glory to reach you this morning.
Honor our veterans.
Carlin Lindenbaugh, we will be right back. KCNR 1460.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, 712 on 11-11-11. That's right, Veterans Day 2011. A lot of things, like I said, going on there. They have Igo Cemetery. I think there's going to be, I mean, we'll grab a couple of the things that are also going on, such as the free admission today through Sunday at Lassen Volcanic National Park, Whiskey Town, and Lava Beds. Of course, 10:55 at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. There'll be a flyover out there. And Cognac Toast at 11 a.m. at the Reading Elks Lodge. This has been done for decades there. Fundraiser, we told you about the Robba Bus. The Shasta Estates Retirement Community is hosting a cookie and pie fundraiser Saturday and Sunday to benefit Outward Bound for Veterans. Fundraiser at Estate Jewelers at 1228 Placer Street from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and at Tops Market. All of these are things that are being done to honor veterans. Front page of the Record Searchlight, I applaud you. Service to country. Another in the local area, in the local portion of the paper, about Mistletoe Elementary School honoring veterans.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I heard about that last year. Same kind of program. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's go to the phones. Daniel, what, you have some information for us. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning.
How are you, Daniel?
How are you?
Well, I want to make a salute to all of my federal veterans, you know, and those on active duty. You know, we're all the 1%.
There you go.
That is the 1%. You know, you want to talk for me and talk about veterans.
That's it. Anyway, I...
You've got some good news here.
I've been thinking long and hard how I could serve, you know, those that have served. And I've got a friend with Eagle Bus Ministries who has a 55-passenger tour bus. It's a big black bus. I'm going to have it up there near the Blockbuster up there on top of Placer there by Holiday Market. And we'll leave about 10:15 to go out to the Veterans Cemetery, first come, first served. And it's wheelchair accessible, so if there's anybody that needs to get up there on a wheelchair, I can help people get on the bus that way or actually with the wheelchair.
And this is a free ride to the cemetery.
Free ride.
Now, here's why that's important, my friends, is it's going to be crowded up there. And so what Daniel's doing, he's gotten a 55-passenger bus with wheelchair access. He's going to be up at Placer and Bonaventura, right where the Holiday Market is. And it's a free ride to the cemetery. You don't have to walk long distances. You don't have to worry about parking your car. What a great deal this is, and what a great guy you are, Daniel.
Now, I also can take some cargo up there, too, so if you have a favorite chair you want to bring or something like that, bring it along. We'll toss it down in the basement.
Okay.
What time is that? Are you going to have your bus there this morning?
I'm going to try to be up there probably between 9:15 and 9:30. So, you know, if it's a little bit chilly, you can sit on board. You know, if you want to get a cup of coffee over at one of the establishments there, they're welcome to bring that along with you also.
Okay,
and,
well, we'll talk.
And then we will depart at 10:15.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this all through the rest of the show then, Daniel. What a great offering you've made there.
Fantastic.
My friend.
All right, well, I salute to you too, sir.
Well, you're one of that 1%. The real 1%.
Have a good day.
Thank you
very much.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, that's really good because Daniel came by the station yesterday and was looking for you, Carl, and he said, you know, I'm going to need to get this bus, and so he made it happen.
Yeah,
he was able to make it happen because, and this is a wonderful opportunity. If you just don't want to deal with the crowd, or you know, getting your loved one or yourself in and out of a vehicle, and I mean, this is going to be a nice drop off. And Daniel is just a wonderful human being.
All right. Hey, you know, I didn't do a shout out yesterday, and because I couldn't get it out of the computer, but I want to do it today. Somebody sent me something on Facebook, one of our listeners, and it says, "Hey, Carl, I know you're well aware of the Marine Corps birthdays this week, and my mom, who is 86." And the oldest Marine in her post up in Bernie, is very proud of her service. All of her brothers and service and sisters served during World War II, all seven of them. Some Army, some Marine, some Army, Air Force. Anyway, she's also very humble, not liking the attention she gets being the oldest. But at the same time, I like her to feel appreciated, even for the moment, at the VFW. Anyway, I don't know if she listens, but it would still be nice if you would send a shout-out to her some morning on your show. She's a great mom. 8 kids she raised with my dad of almost 60 years. He was a Navy man, also during World War II. He served in the South Pacific on an aircraft carrier. Her name is Ruth Gorcio in Fall Rivers, Mills. And you know what, Ruth? You're our hero of the day. I tell you what, thank you so much for your service. And you know what? You've got a son that loves you. And, you know, what can I say? So, you know, a salute to you, a salute for your service, a salute to your whole family. And thank you so much for writing to us with this and to let us know what's going on. And you know what? It's really heartening to get these and to be able to say things, to give a shout-out to somebody like this. So, Ruth, great job. You know, yesterday was also Frank Rose's birthday. Happy birthday, Frank. Yeah, he's always there. So it's another you know, a lot of events happening during this year that has to do with the veterans. The other thing is that the Senate finally passed the jobs bill that has to do with helping the veterans. The only thing they've passed is the Obama bill package and went 95-0. They passed a bill to help unemployed veterans. You know, the veterans are at like a 12% unemployment, much higher than the rest of the country. And it's even over than 12%. And having about 240,000 veterans out of work. But they just passed the bill, and it gives employers tax credits of up to $5,600 for hiring veterans who've been unemployed longer than 6 months. Frankly, why would you not want to hire a veteran? Trained, serve their country, disciplined. I mean, why not serve? Why not hire a veteran is what I don't understand. All right, before we go to our break, let's go to Amy from Adelson's Peak Performance. When we come back, after Amy, we got a bunch of other things we've got to do here today that's going to just kind of raise your blood pressure.
We have a fitness tip of the week here with Amy.
Happy Friday, guys. Hey, first of all, a shout-out to you, Carl. Thank you so much for serving our country and to all my friends who are in the service. We so love and appreciate you guys, what you do for us.
No, thank you, Amy. You know what? I'll take that thank you for all that 1% that are out there. Who served.
And, you know, since today is a day of reflection on all those who serve for us, I want people to reflect on their bodies as well. You know, I see so many people come in the gym, and they work out hard, and then they leave. And they forget to take the time to work on the recovery side of exercise. You know, when you're feeling that tightness, when you feel that tightness or soreness in your body.
I thought you'd taken up ducks.
No, there was an alarm going off. when you're feeling that tightness or soreness in your body, it's like a red light going off in your car, and it's an indicator. And so you need to go stretch or foam roll the tight spot out, or use a tiger tail and roll that tight spot out, and then do some stretching. Recovery is where that body's going to really rebuild and get stronger. So it's really important to reflect on your body. Take the time to stretch. Take the time to take care. Get some rest and recovery with your body, too, after your workout.
Well, that sounds
okay.
So take your tiger tail?
Yeah, a tiger tail is like a rolling pin. But it's got a little cushion in the center of it.
You can travel
with
those.
Honestly, you could use a rolling pin, too. And you take that rolling pin and you roll out those tight spots on your legs, on your calves. They're great.
Okay.
So get an old rolling pin at home, grab one out, and start rolling out those tight muscles.
Yeah, Bob's got a rolling pin at home, but Brenda chases him with it. Okay, Amy, well, have a great day.
You too, guys.
Amy, we
all
love
right.
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Adam's from Speak Performance and Amy. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about, there's a movie studio coming. You heard about it first right here on Free Fire Radio. And pot going away. And the last thing we're going to be talking about, of course, is the recall, Dolores Lucero. It has gotten, getting a lot of attention. It's heating up some. I got like 3 emails on it yesterday, and it's front page today. Should it be front page? Probably not, but still, you know, this is ready. And this is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Close the door. Just a little uncertainty can bring you down.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373, 241-8373.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bodd. All right, let's hop into this right away. 2 weeks ago. Oh, wait a minute. Let's do the weather.
Well, let's talk about that. For those of you who are just tuning in, good morning. And it is a great day that we celebrate Armistice Day. It is currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, and it looks like we're going to have a partly sunny day with the temperature getting up to about 62, mostly cloudy tonight with 42. Oh, my word, have you seen that fabulous moon?
That's beautiful.
It has just been spectacular. I know you're sitting there, you're pacing, you've got so much. Go.
All right, things that we talked about here a couple of weeks ago, the movie studio coming to Stillwater, and there was just like silence. I said, come on, there's a movie studio coming here. When Rick Bassetti was on last week, and I said it to him, you know, and Rick goes, you didn't hear that from me. No, Rick, I didn't. I heard it from somebody else, but it is true. A movie studio has signed up for Stillwater. They've signed a letter of intent that it's a nine binding deal to buy three lots at Stillwater. They're going to pay $6.15 million, and there's no kind of land deals there. The studio would receive the city's standard economic development incentive package, including job credit to offshore, job credits to offset sewer and traffic fees and a five-year 20% discount. Well, you know. All right. They've pledged about $600 million toward the studio from actors and producers. So they've got venture capital. And by the way, we had some names like Jack Nicholson and Pat Boone. I think it was Susan, or what's her name from Bullock? Sandra Bullock was up here and a few others. Anyway, Chris Foxworthy or his family may be involved in this. This is a big thing here. And they like coming up here, from what I understand from some of the background comments, is they came around, they looked at Redding. They thought Redding is the kind of place that they would like to have their studios at. It specializes in family-friendly films, television, live-action features, and animation right here. I think it's a great idea. And it's for the people that are worried about it, I think it's probably eco-friendly, too. So, good. Now, POC. They're going to have a meeting on Tuesday. This is a big meeting they're going to have on Tuesday with the city council. You know, the judge said it's illegal to put regulations, or you can't put regulations on an illegal substance. You know, because we have all the regulations here in town, and this was from a different city who was tried to regulate the pot trade, the medicinal marijuana trade, which, of course, you know, you can laugh about it because it's not. It's a money-making affair, and there's gangs in it and everything else. But the bottom line is, hey, how can you put restrictions on an illegal substance, and which essentially means you can't. So you've got one of three choices, it looks like, and as the police chief talked about it yesterday, is, and you heard that here, is that you either ignore what the judge said, you have no regulations on it at all, or you outlaw it. Well, it looks like the votes are going to come up Tuesday. We're going to see what they're going to do. Can the city council outlaw the collectives, shut down the collectives here? I know the feds have been sending out letters to people, and even though the police can't get a copy of the letter, essentially, from what I understand, we've had three collectives shut down in the last week, talking to somebody in the city government. It's going to be a real interesting, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens next week, because Shasta County just voted to restrict marijuana growers. You can't grow it in your house anymore, and it restricts how much you can grow on your property. Of course, people aren't happy with that. They think that, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. You can't limit that. And the last thing we want to hit before we go to the break. Recall Dolores Lucero. This is something that we've had both sides on here, and both sides are passionate, as you can imagine. Well, I got three emails yesterday saying this is the kind of people they are. Well, it appears that some guy that doesn't even live here, he's out of Temecula, and of course he's a Tea Party member. That's in there three times. He grafted. Former Mayor Gracious Palmer's head onto the body of another woman, and it had Hitler in the picture. So that's got everybody excited. And of course, it's front page for the Record Searchlight, because Record Searchlight wants Lucero recalled. Here's what I think. I think it's going to happen. This is, here's what I hope doesn't happen. Let this be a perfect example of democracy in action. Here's somebody that says, this is what I believe in. Here's citizens who elected her and say, well, we don't agree, we're going to recall you. Well, fine, but keep it civil. What's this, you don't need the anger, the angst, or any type of violence. We have a phone call here, Just Bob. We got a minute here, Just Bob.
All right, Carl, I'm here live at Channel 7 for the RAPA Salute to Veterans donation drop-off, and I'll turn the phone over right quick to Evelyn Peterson.
Evelyn, okay, good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
We got like 30 seconds.
Okay.
So
tell me when.
Okay, we've just got 30 seconds left here. So what we want to do is just hold you on till we do our news and come on back after that, okay?
Okay, so I'll have this phone to my ear and then you'll tell me when.
Oh, yeah, you're on live right now, by the way.
Oh, I am? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm glad you didn't. We got to take a break. We'll get right back to you. Okay. Hey, Carl and DeBot, this is Free Fire Radio. We got people down at the Rabbit at the fundraiser for the veterans.
From the Fox Business Network, news from across the pond is lifting the markets here in the U.S. Italy's Senate has voted to approve a package of measures to reduce the country's debt. It now moves to the House, which is expected to vote on it tomorrow. Better than expected fourth quarter results are pushing Disney shares higher. Profit for the Dow component jumped 30% from the same time last year. A record year was paced by robust revenue at its parks unit and its ESPN and Disney Network cable channels. On the flip side, shares of E-Trade are sharply lower after hiring outside advisors at the request of its biggest shareholder, Citadel. The online trading company has decided not to put itself up for sale. And Viacom will have a new home on Wall Street as of December 1st. The media company is transferring its listing from the New York Stock Exchange to the NASDAQ. Viacom says the voluntary move is more, quote, cost-effective. The company will continue to trade under its current ticker symbols, VIA and VIAB. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diana Sato.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Solia's, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. So happy to have you with us. Currently 42 degrees. Looks like we're going to be having a partly sunny day with our temperatures getting up to about 62 degrees. Well, let's go live. We've got Evelyn Peterson, and we're talking. Now, what's going on? Where are you? Share with our listeners what's going on right now.
Actually, we're talking about RABA's second annual Salute to Veterans, and we are doing two donation drive-thrus. My location right now is in the parking lot across from News Channel 7, and we are taking any cash donations anybody would like to stop by and drop off, and they will be to purchase RABA bus passes for our veterans.
Well, last year you had a very successful event, and this year, of course, we are asking our listeners to, on their way to work, just to drive by and give what you can for those veterans who have served our country, to be able to have, transportation. And that's the program that you're doing with RABA, where veterans can have a free bus pass for a year.
Actually, what it is we want to provide bus passes that will last the veterans throughout the year. So the more money we can raise, dollar for dollar, will go to the bus passes. And we will be announcing, once this promotion is over, the three different locations where veterans can come by and pick up passes to use.
All right, Evelyn Peterson. Now, you, again, are down by Channel 7, down by the Auditorium Drive. How long will you be there today?
We will be here till 11 o'clock today.
All right, so there you go. We'll be calling back to check in with you in a little bit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's go to our segment here of... we have two lovely ladies with us this morning. We have Marlene and Tanya. Marlene is on the advisory board of the Salvation Army, and we're talking about the program that's coming up here. Of course, we think about the bell ringers and the holidays and all the things the Salvation Army do. So welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
Let's get that microphone in front of you there. So, okay, so tell us, what do we need to know?
Well, we've got a whole slate of wonderful events coming up, and the one thing that is next on the agenda is this Sunday, the Toy Run, and this is the United Bikers of Northern California is going to, they're going to be gathering, and they parade in from Anderson Kmart into the Anderson River Park. You've never seen so many leathers, tattoos, and beards on bikes, but they all have teddy bears and toys on the back of their bikes. And this is to provide Christmas gifts for children in our area that would not necessarily have a Christmas.
And that's this Sunday.
That's this Sunday. Mm-hmm.
That'll be a fabulous visual for somebody to get some footage and just enjoy. These guys, they do great work. They do great work. And so, again, they're going to be ending up where?
Anderson River Park.
Anderson River Park.
Mm-hmm.
And at what time will they be there?
They'll be there at 1 o'clock. They start out, people start gathering at the park about 12 o'clock, and they start coming in at 1. You'll start seeing them arrive between 1:15 and 1:30. The line literally goes out the roads and come on in, and we, one by one, they hand us the toys. They bring food. They bring cash donations. This is an awesome group. It's a great celebration, and we just encourage people to come see because it's a joining, and the children benefit from it.
Do you have a website for the local chapter where people can go on and click somewhere or find out something about what's going on with how they can be involved here in the North State?
We do. It's readingsalarmy.org.
Okay. Now, you're also here to, are you here also to talk about the starting to sign up for bell ringing, which happens right after Thanksgiving. It's the push. How'd you guys do last year?
We exceeded our goals. We had It was wonderful. Our push was approximately $100,000, and we went into about $112,000. This year it's more. The need in the community is more. This is our major campaign that we focus on so that we can provide services throughout the year. So this is very important that we get volunteer bell ringers to come in, stand the kettles 1-2 hours, bring your girlfriends down, meet with a men's group. Maybe you're in a social group. Come on down, ring the bell, take a day. It really does make a difference to those in need in the community.
Well, we did that last year. We've done it for 3 years now, and we're going to go back again and ring bells. We've had people come show up before that. I thought, this is a hit team coming out after us. And I mean, literally. And they say, we've got something here in the back of the van. And I told Linda, don't go by the van.
Step aside
the van, you know.
It turns
out that the gentleman had a big igloo cooler full of quarters.
Looks like he probably
he
would have
saved for I don't know how long, but it was something like close to $800.
Looks like he probably kept bait.
You know,
but
people were coming by. People were coming by,
there.
So we'll advertise where we're gonna be, and we want a good spot, and we want all of our friends and listeners and everybody that wants to help just come down and stick in pennies or nickels or dimes or if you're that non-existent people that the Occupy people are against, just drop a check off for $1 million.
Yeah, that works too.
And that is a tax write off, and we do get a little plaque from Salvation Army if we bring in $1 million. Can I say that? Can I take the kettle home?
I will personally deliver that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, we're like little kids when it comes to that because we've been at different locations, different times. So we've been as early as, a Saturday morning at, I think, right after the show, 8 o'clock, or we've been in the afternoon in front of Rayleigh's, we've been in front of Safeway, Gottschalk's. That's where the guy with the bait, didn't know if I was going to open up the thing and see to your head, and it was going to be like, you know, it's gross, like...
And it was great.
It was
great.
Wonderful.
And we actually have our own ways of how to ring.
Yeah.
You know, frankly,
it's rhythmical.
Linda's is just like the same. The ding, the ding, the ding, the ding makes me crazy after a while. I go over and put money in it just to have her slow down. Now, I like to ring mine as people are coming by. I like to get in her face like ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. It'll be a dollar.
You know, it's funny. People walk in the store, and it is, they don't look at you, and then they come back out, and they go, okay, I got my change now. Click. You know.
Right.
And or when people give money for their kids, I think that's
always
special.
Great. You're right.
They
it's
give their kids, make their kids to go over, like, give, and the kids go, and then Carl said, you want to ring the bell? Because you get to ring the bell now, don't you?
I don't talk like that.
Well, no, you don't.
They love it.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
sign
ups. You want to ring the bell? Here,
when is
ring.
Sign-ups?
Sign-ups are starting right now. 222-2207 and ask for Marty. And you can sign up for your 2 hours at the bell. There's a lot of openings and availability as far as locations and times. My time has been over the years Christmas Eve. I love the watching the last minute shoppers charge in and come out with a basket full. And I think they're going to wrap those presents for like 2 hours and then open them up the next morning, you know. But it is a wonderful experience, and a lot of people can't ring the bell, so they give generously.
Lovely.
And I know I'm always touched when somebody says, thank you for doing this, because it is a volunteer. It's totally volunteer. In other areas, they pay their bell ringers, but not in Reading. So 100% goes to the community needs.
Is that 222-2207?
Yes, it is.
And ask for Marty. Marty?
Marty.
Okay, we put that in the chat room.
We put it in our chat room. And, hey, chat pack.
Maybe we should do a chat pack.
We all get together
and
just have an organized chat pack.
Bell ringing
session.
How much
money we can bring in.
Yes. Right.
We'll get you a kettle. You can even have dueling kettles if you want. You don't have to be standing out there ringing bells. You can put it right outside in front of your door and bring on people. Bring them in. It's a great way to raise money. Oh, yeah. We'll help you set this up. We have a lot of ideas on how different ways of raising money, because the money does stay in the community. It does help those in need, and the more that we can raise, the more we can give away, the more food we can purchase, the more utilities we can pay for. We even pay for medications, for certain medications, for senior citizens who might not have enough money. We do pay for utilities. When someone has a fire, we try to help them with the donations that come in through our thrift stores. So it is not just give now and you won't see it anymore. This is spread out through the entire year.
Okay.
That's a great way to end
Salvation Army. That's right. Okay, and the number is 222-2207, and they do a lot of work, and we'll see what we can do about getting all of our friends out there to jump in here and do
a Free Fire
Media bell ringing extravaganza.
That'd be awesome. We have plenty of spots. Please come on down and sign up.
All right,
ladies.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
We've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:43 in the morning on 11-11-11. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Me, I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Come see what the big deal is at the Mount Shasta Mall. You have enough to plan for this holiday season without surfing the internet and driving long distances just to get your shopping done. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 specialty stores, restaurants, and services where you can find unique and stylish options for everything on your list. Serving a big meal? Find festive table linens. Chopping down a big tree? You'll need tough gloves and toasty coats. With stores like Macy's, Old Navy, JCPenney, and Sears, you'll find all the biggest deals right here in town. You owe it to yourself to shop the Mount Shasta Mall. Santa Claus is coming to town early. Saturday, November 19th at 5 p.m. during a musical performance in Center Court featuring Linda Bott and the first snowfall of the season. Family entertainment and crafts for the kids from 5 to 8 p.m. And the charity Trail of Trees kicks off throughout the mall. Join seven local nonprofits as they provide for needy children in Shasta County through this charitable holiday drive.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank, smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway. I sit in front of you on the bus. I'm one out of every six Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:46 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, 11:11. Thank you, veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's Great Coffee. Everything you can possibly imagine there. They have coffee on sale this month. They have special cigars on sale. They got special deals that goes to all the proceeds go to help children during the season. Joe and Shelley have discounts for veterans. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
They have some that brand new coffee. Jingle with mint in it.
And they have the Petite Chirac.
They have the
Petite. They have wines. They have from an organic winery right in Manton.
From Manton.
That's right.
And they've got new flasks and espresso makers. I mean, go check out both sides of the stores. Espresso Show and the Espresso Joe's on one side and then Tobacco and Brew on the other. It's pretty cool. For immediate release, let me just share with you quickly that Santa Claus is coming to town early this year. Make sure to be at the Mount Shasta Mall on Saturday, November 19th. This is the first time they're doing this in the history. They're bringing Santa in a week before Black Friday. And the reason being is because, you know, Black Friday and the sales and everything, the kids get lost in Santa. It's just, I really think this is great the way they're doing this. Santa's going to be arriving at Center Court at 5 p.m. sharp. And, I get to sing to go to pick Santa up and walk him and sing White Christmas, Why the Snow Falls. It should be a moment for my life, too. I hope you're there. Children of all ages are going to be able to watch in amazement as it actually snows, and that's going to be for the first time this season in Center Court. The first 200 children are going to receive free 3D holiday light wands to view the season in a whole new light and bring Santa's arrival to new extremes at the Mount Shasta Mall. It's going to be wonderful. We will let it snow every night at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. through Christmas Eve. So Santa visits and photos will be available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday, Saturday, 10 to 8, Sunday, 11 to 7. And pet night is every Wednesday from 5 to 8. So we've got a lot more things to talk about. What's happening at the mall? We know it's a great time. You run out there, and you know it's just a blast.
You know we're gonna have to take a break here now. And but one of the things I want to talk about is the editorial in the Record Searchlight, and it says sheriff's wiser to shun divisive political fight. Well, I totally disagree with what they wrote here. I'm going to talk about that when I get back. Kind of a counter editorial to that. And the thing also is that what is a sheriff's duty? What is a county sheriff's duty? We want to talk about that. And is it to roll over to a bureaucracy? Well, that's what we want to talk about. But if you, I urge you to take a look at the editorial that's in the Record Searchlight, and then if you can get it online, because you all are online now, and then join with me and tell me if I'm off base here. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. Also, 8 o'clock, Congressman Wally Herger will be on the line with us. He's down in Chico. He will be talking about what's going on in D.C. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Oh, the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, November 13th.
As we bring you The Further Adventures of Phoebe and Maude.
A comedy about two salty gals who go through life following their feet and their hearts, but rarely their heads.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Wally Herger. I'm sure your chat packers are going to be having some questions you want to ask Mr. Herger. And, of course, we're going to take calls. And don't forget right now that the Salute to Veterans from RABA is going on right now.
down at the Auditorium Mall. The weather, I would like to tell you right now, it's going to be 62 today, currently 42 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Holly Day will be there this Saturday night, 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. Great place to go. In fact, we've got some friends that are going to be going out there and celebrating this weekend. Have a great time and celebrate listening to Holly Day out at the beautiful Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, the sheriff's, record search light editorial, sheriff's wiser to shun a divisive political fight. And he says, Sheriff John Lopey is right in a speech at a recent Tea Party-sponsored event, Defend Rural America. Well, it's more than that. You know, this Defend Rural America is much larger than the Tea Party, and this right there is a is dismissive of the whole thing. But it's called, you know, what organizations call constitutional sheriffs. And he talked about a need to fight back against overbearing environmental regulations to find a balance that will allow a healthy local economy. He says not just a business issue, but a public safety issue. And then went on to talk about how that his points, they don't disagree with his points, but should a sheriff get into this? Well, here's what it is. It says sheriff should be impartial in enforcing the law. Absolutely. Nothing in there said the sheriff wasn't going to be impartial. But what is a sheriff to do? A sheriff is to protect his people. He protects his residents against unfair seizure of property, and that's what this is about. What about an overbearing public servants who surround a woman, pushing for her to sign a paper that would take away her right to own the water that she has under a legal contract that she's had in her family for 50 or 60 years? And they stand around, they surround her, and one of them has his hand on his pistol. She's not somebody you would call a real threat, but they do it. What civil disobedience? They had something else in there about civil disobedience. They canceled the state canceled a meeting because they were afraid of civil disobedience. There have been other meetings that have been canceled, even with the sheriff there to talk about what was going on in the Shasta in Trinity Forest, and it was canceled. And they had a number of armed state employees there because of the problems. Well, there were no problems. What kind of problems? But the bottom line is this, is sometimes civil disobedience, as we know, is needed. And you have to do that to discuss the people's rights to keep their property. And what about what a sheriff does? How about the bureaucrats acting responsibly? You talk about sheriffs acting responsibly. Well, what they are is a locally elected official whose job is to protect the people in his constituency. And if the land grabbers were a private company, you wouldn't be saying anything. Oh, they're there. They're standing up. But if it's the state, and these are bureaucrats, and let me tell you, they are not elected officials because every elected official was up there in Siskiyou County that was on the side of the people. LaMalfa, Nielsen, Lowe. All of them were up there, and the sheriffs, to say this is a seizure of a private citizen's property. So the elected officials were there. So what the record searchlight editorial ought to be is sheriffs there to protect their citizens' property against overreaching government. That's what it is.
Is not an essential part of the oath that those officials take, uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic?
Well, did the state government make the division there? A bureaucratic agency did it? Did the elected officials? No, the elected officials didn't make that decision. What they're saying is, wait a minute, these are these people's rights. What about the rights of the people? The elected officials were there, the people they elect to represent them. Divisive. When you talk about divisive, you should talk about the state and the federal government bureaucracies, not the elected officials making these runs at private property. Obama wanting to make another 600,000-acre conservation area, conservatively, a monument. Well, they don't need that. They don't want that. Does that go through the Congress, through the elected representatives? No, it doesn't. So to say that sheriffs are divisive is absolutely wrong. We're going to have Ted Lopey on our show. We're going to let him talk about it. We're going to let him talk about what he's doing to uphold the Constitution to defend the people in his county. Anything else than that, then he is not doing his job. And we're not talking armed insurrection. That was irresponsible to mention that. Oh, they're talking about a war up there. No, they're not. They're talking about protecting their rights through the legal system. So if you want to take a stand for the people and for the people and the sheriffs that the people elect. This is Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's the 11th hour of the 11th day in the 11th month, and this is the 11th year. And at Arlington National Cemetery, President Obama has just arrived, and in a few moments, he will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns on this Veterans Day.
The president then heads out for San Diego, where he'll attend the Carrier Classic basketball game aboard the USS Carl Vinson, the naval vessel that committed Osama bin Laden's body to the sea.
As Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz will travel with the president on a 9-day trip. Penn State's Board of Trustees, fresh off firing the president and famed football coach Joe Paterno, meeting again this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in State College, PA.
Dave, the Board of Trustees again discussing Penn State's future. Interim President Rodney Erickson moments ago saying,
"We are a university that will rebuild the trust and confidence that so many people have had in us for so many years."
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett also attending the meeting, the board forming an investigative committee into the alleged child sex abuse scandal involving former assistant Jerry Sandusky, and a day ahead of the school's last home game against Nebraska and amid ramped-up security, Dave.
Jeff, Wall Street getting back more of Wednesday's giant sell-off. The Dow's up about 270 points as Greece and Italy try to fix their financial woes. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yes, Italy's Senate today approving an austerity budget, and this amid signs that a renowned economist, Mario Monti, may replace Silvio Berlusconi as prime minister. He could resign this weekend. Meanwhile, today in Greece, a new government sworn in, and on the streets of Athens, some passers-by welcoming the appointment of a former central banker, Lukas Papademos, as Greece's prime minister, Dave.
Alistair, the Beatles have a new home. Come together. More like a breaking apart. EMI Music being sold off in two parts for over $4 billion. Vivendi's Universal Group buying the recording division. Sony gets the publishing side. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Leaguer Wilson Ramos, still missing in Venezuela after the Washington Nationals catcher was kidnapped Wednesday.
The individuals first circled the house and looked around and then proceeded to take him at gunpoint.
She's a spokesperson for the Venezuelan team Ramos was playing for in the offseason. The State Department's Mark Toner says,
"It's obviously of great concern to us and, you know, we stand by to help in whatever way possible."
It's said to be a gruesome crime scene in Weymouth, Massachusetts, outside Boston, where an 18-year-old is accused of murdering his mother and sister and the mom's boyfriend. A neighbor called police last night reporting something suspicious. The suspect was arrested crawling out a cellar window. The Republican candidates have another day to prepare for yet another debate. It'll be tomorrow in South Carolina as Texas Governor Rick Perry jokes about his debate gaffe the other night. Doing David Letterman's top 10 on CBS, why his mind went blank.
Number six.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
Billy Crystal making a comeback at the Oscars.
At the beginning of the week, all was well in the world of the Academy Awards. But one off-color comment brought all the planning to a screeching halt.
Today I taught you how to pick a lock with a bobby pin. You unlock the door, you won't freeze to death.
Brett Ratner directed Tower Heist and used a gay slur while promoting the film, prompting the Academy to ask him to give up his gig as Oscar producer. And he did, but host and Tower Heist star Eddie Murphy left with him.
Remember me?
Enter Billy Crystal. The 63-year-old has hosted the show 8 times and was handpicked by new producer Brian Grazer. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Police in London now have an explanation for a suspicious device found in a man's car, causing them to summon the bomb squad, close a lot of streets. Turns out the flashing device was put there by a security company at the request of the man's wife in an apparent effort to try to track his whereabouts. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. It is 8:05 on 11-11-11. Thank you, veterans. Thank you so much for everything you have ever done, what you are doing now, and what you will do.
Happy Veterans Day. And then last night, of course, the Marine Corps birthday, we attended a fabulous event.
Great.
It really
Absolutely was great.
At the Red Lion Inn. And thank you for all of the veterans that came out. And, of course, the police chief, the new police chief, Paletta, came out yesterday and shook everybody's hand, arrived.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. Wanted to let you know one more time about the Rabbi Second Annual Salute to Veterans. It's the donation drive through happening right now down at Auditorium Drive. That's where the convention center is and the Channel 7 area. So look for the folks out there, and your donation can help a veteran have a bus pass for the year.
That's right. And they raised $3,800. And also, if you're going up to IGO today, it starts at 10:55. So you want to be there no later than 10:45, which means you have to park early. And we have Daniel. I know I'm just trying to get coffee down here if I'm starting to choke. Daniel has got a 55-seat bus. And he is going to take people up, and he's going to be parked at up there at the Holiday Mart at
where the Blockbuster is up
at
there.
At Placer and Buenaventura.
Mm-hmm.
He can take 55 people. He can take wheelchairs. He can take other chairs, or you want to bring chairs to sit. And he's going to leave at 10:15 from there, so you don't have to worry about parking. Go on up there, get your ride with them. Then at the Elks Lodge at 11 a.m., they have the ceremonial brandy toast for Armistice Day at the Elks Lodge right here in Reading. There's a lot of things going on today.
There are. And what's really going on?
As it should be.
There's a lot going on, but right now people have been waiting for this special phone call. And we want to welcome to our show
Congressman Wally Herger.
Yes.
Congressman, good
Ta-da!
Morning.
Good morning. How's Carl and Linda this morning and all the great listeners in the North State?
Well, we are great.
We are peachy today, Congressman. Now, you're up here. You're going to be at a veterans event today, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you're down in Chico today, or where are you going
I'm
to be?
I'm in Chico today. Let's see, I was up in Redding a couple days ago.
Right.
I was in Red Bluff yesterday, and so it's... I love this new Republican work schedule where we're in session in Washington 2 weeks, and then we have a week where we're able to spend out in the district. It is just really great, particularly when you have a spread-out district like mine, like ours, that runs all the way from Woodland to Oregon, 10 counties. But it's always great to be home.
It's the best 10 counties, though.
it is. It really is. The people, everyone here, heavy agriculture in the southern part of it, gorgeous mountains up there around Redding and the northern part, 9 national forests. It just doesn't get any better in our area.
No, it doesn't, sir. Hey, Congressman, we have to take a quick break here. We have to bring on our Wells Fargo Minute and for the Market Minute, and then we'll take a quick break and come on back. We want to talk about your work with small business. We want to talk veterans issues, of course, and a couple other things that are happening up here in the North State, and get your take on that.
Sounds good.
Okay, sir. We just hang on, and we'll go to let's go to Josh Wiley at Wells Fargo for our market update. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, the major averages are higher this morning. Stocks are rallying after Italy approved austerity measures to reduce its debt burden. Currently, the Dow's up 273 points at 12,166, while the NASDAQ's up 50 at 2,675, and the S&P 500's up 25 at 1,265. Oil's up $1.14 at $98.92 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.11%. Gold's up $16.90 this morning at $1,776, while silver's up $0.50 at $34.61. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Kimberly-Clark's up 57 cents at $71.02. Apple's down $2.99 at $382.45, while Flextronics is up 16 cents at $6.34. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Josh. We have them on at 710, 810, and 906 in the morning, again in the afternoon, telling us what's going on. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger, and we'll get back to the congressman right after these messages. This is Carl Lindebaugh. This is Free Fire Radio.
That magical time of year is approaching once again when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these eight memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, let's ring that bell. It's a Friday. It's 11-11-11. Thank you, veterans. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. What's the weather day there, Bad Bob?
Well, Carl, going to be a great day for Veterans Day. Partly sunny, high near 62. Tonight's low around 42. And continued partly sunny tomorrow, currently 44 degrees downtown. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Right, Anselmo Vineyards going to have a holiday up there this weekend. 474-5546. Give them a call. They are always busy up there when they have the music, of course. Our guest, Congressman Wally Herger. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be with you.
Well, you know what, Congressman? I need to ask you this question. I've talked to your people. You're making another shot at it, right? Another run?
That's what my current plans are.
Oh, okay, sir. that's not what you said last.
In the course of the voters of our area, it's been an incredible privilege. There's no greater privilege and honor to be able to fight the battle for our Constitution, for our freedoms, for our rights, for this great nation of ours than what I've had the privilege of doing these last years in Washington.
Okay, so that's you are running again then?
Yes, I mean that's
okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Congressman. When you just said that about representing the people and what's going on up in Siskiyou County, they had a 800 people, over 800 people in eight Northern California and Southern Oregon county sheriffs were up there for Defend Rural America on the fact that the bureaucracy is trying to take water or wants to take a lot of the water rights from the people. I know you're familiar with this.
I'll tell you, that's about the biggest issue. One of the big, I don't know, there isn't a bigger issue up in that Northern California area. It's Siskiyou County, Southern Oregon. Of course, they're trying to remove four dams that are up there and at four lakes. They're always trying to take, they continue to try to take the water from our farmers in the rivers there that they use to irrigate. It's one thing after another that we see the federal government, and so much of this because of misdirected, I believe, extreme environmental laws and people who I believe really want to run people off our land that are involved in these radical environmental movements. So it is so refreshing. On one hand, it's an incredible challenge. On the other hand, it's refreshing to see the community, the people, standing up and saying, you know, we're not going to take this lying down. We're going to fight for what we love, for our country, for our lakes, for our water, for our agriculture, and we're going to be involved.
Well, you know, frankly, Congressman, I think you're right on that. I think that people would like to have, there's some elements of our society would like to have all of our people in cities or not in the countries, not doing anything except, go up and down a main corridor and not have the right to have farms and ranches and be able to make a living like that.
You know, I don't think there's any doubt about that. We see it on so many different fronts. And one of them we're seeing, which is going on in our own, in all of our national forests, not just up in Siskiyou County, but in Shasta County and the others, is where they're trying to remove our roads, our access to our national forests, shutting down as much as 90% of the roads for those who would like to get in and see the beauty of God's nature. And it is what's prevented us from fighting fires up there. Our recreationists aren't able to get out. It is very harmful to our economy. We see it down in the southern part of the district where we have serious flooding problems, where we can't even fix our levees because of environmental laws down in Yuba County here back, about 10 years ago. They had a flood. They had supposedly an elderberry bush. No elderberry beetles, which are supposed to be endangered. I'm not sure, but elderberry bush, where for 4 years they fought repairing a levee there, and then the levee broke, and four people were drowned, and some 1,200 homes inundated. So we see it in every aspect of our society, particularly in the West, where people are trying to take away our freedoms, and so this instance up where they're trying to remove four dams up in Siskiyou County and make a big monument area that would eliminate grazing for our cattle people. I mean, it is a full court 24/7 assault by the radical environmental movement to run law-abiding citizens off our land.
Yeah, you know, just today it came out here is that the good state of California is going to join an environmental groups in a lawsuit against the federal government to protect trees growing on levees. They're going to say, is the U.S. Corps of Engineers says they want to ban trees on levees on grounds that trees undermine levee stability and maintenance practices, which causes the levees to come apart. But the state of California is joining environmentalists on this one. What a surprise, huh?
Well, like that, like again, I represent not in Shasta County, but down in the southern part of the district, one of the most flood-prone areas in the United States. And one of the problems that will happen is that you'll get trees that will begin, you know, trees or bushes will grow any place, and they'll begin growing on the sides of the levees. And then when you get high water coming in the winter, like we get, you know, we go from having drought 3 or 4 years of not enough water to 3 or 4 years of too much water. Well, during these periods of too much water, it will naturally begin eroding the side. And then when you begin getting an eroding, the whole tree will cave in, and it will rip the side of the levee out with the root system. I mean, this is a serious potential loss of human life when that happens, as we saw in Yuba County back in 87 when we actually, again, had four individuals drowned in that area. And And we have the state of California that's joining in this bizarre, crazy scheme. It defies reason.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. We're just talking about environmentalists and the problems it has. They're fighting just common sense measures to protect our people. We talked about up there at the Defend Rural America. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, it's Veterans Day. We have some things on the veterans issues we're going to be discussing with the congressman. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
This Friday, Veterans Day, support our local veterans by making a donation to RABA's second annual Salute to Veterans. Many of our veterans are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support services, and medical facilities.
With your kind donation, we can provide free RABA passes, making their daily lives easier. This Friday from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., partner with RABA, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, KRCR-TV, KLXR and Cornerstone Community Bank by making your donation at one of these two drive-thru locations.
The Mount Shasta Mall, corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive, are in the parking lot across from KRCR-TV on Auditorium Drive. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. On your way to work or to pick up your morning coffee, please stop by and make your donations to provide another year of free bus passes to our veterans.
It's a simple way to salute the veterans of Shasta County and say thank you. It's the least we can do to help the veterans who have done so much for us.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, great coffee. Joe and Shelley, integrity. Believe in this community. Discounts for veterans there. The finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have all types of great items on sale. Wines, coffees, and, of course, cigars. A special cigar package there. Go on down. Ask them about this one that it's not available anywhere else. It's only available at Tobacco and Brew, and it's there to help the children. Ask them about that. Julio Fuentes, it's going to be a great package to help people during this time of the year. Okay, our guest today, Congressman Wally Herger, we were just talking about the battle against environmentalists and people wanting to take other people's, our citizens' private property. In many cases, it's the water. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Congressman, one of the things we want to talk about here, we've got like 6 minutes left in this segment. You were just up here, I believe last week, talking about initiatives to help small businesses.
Yeah.
Can you tell our listeners what the initiative is and how it's going to help us up here?
I'd love to. We know the big issue, of course, we have so much in Washington, is, you know, we have to begin living within our means. We can't continue spending 42 cents out of every dollar is borrowed money. But part of that problem is we have so many people out of work. This is the longest downturn of an economy since the 1930s. And regrettably, the federal government not only has not been helping, they've been hindering. And when I say hindering by threatening to raise taxes on our small business people, by putting increasingly more regulations on our small businesses, and doing the type of things that businesses who would like to start up, are particularly our small businesses, and it's interesting, over 90% of new jobs are created by small businesses. And, of course, when a business begins, it's very small, 5 employees or fewer. And yet so many of the programs that we see from the federal level deal with the big cities, with the big companies, and not with the type of small businesses that we would see in rural Northern California like our area. So I've introduced on a bipartisan manner with Democrat Congressman Ron Keim from Wisconsin, a piece of legislation that we call micro enterprise legislation, which would specifically help assist those small businesses with 5 or fewer employees, those startup businesses. And what it would do would be go in and allow them to have tax credits for taxes that they had. Now, when a business starts, usually they're not paying taxes because they're not making any money for a while, but it would allow them to go back 5 years and be able to recoup some taxes that they had paid for the incentive to be able to go out and help them to be able to create new businesses. So anyway, we've authored that. We have it out. It's bipartisan. It's one of the few pieces of legislation that would actually assist us here in northern rural California and Shasta County and these rural counties north of Sacramento.
Okay. I see that the Senate just passed passed legislation to hire veterans, too, to give tax incentives for veterans. Or if a business hires a veteran, I think they can get $5,600.
Right. And, Carl, as you know, we have a tremendous, just in that area, we have so many veterans that are coming back as we're winding down in Iraq and Afghanistan and are not able to find work. And there's a very high percentage of unemployment among our veterans. So we need to be doing everything we can to ensure that they are able to find work and be able to take care of themselves and their families.
Right. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Yes.
Do you have a question for the congressman?
Good morning, Carl. How are you? Yes, I do.
Fine. We've got like 2 minutes here, so if we have
I'll
to, we'll
it
take
quick.
It across. Okay.
Good morning, Congressman Herger. How are you this morning?
Good, John.
Good luck with your campaign. It's nice to hear your dulcet tones this morning.
Thank you.
I was wondering if I could ask you about another candidate's campaign for the presidency. The only constitutionalist that seems to be running is Ron Paul, a fellow congressman of yours, and he seems to have some really valid programs and ideas about how to bring America back from this economic crisis that we seem to have been stuck in for the past 4 years. Are you backing Ron Paul, and how do you feel about his candidacy?
Well, I think any number one, I love Ron Paul. Ron Paul, a physician, has been in Congress for a number of years, has a very strong following throughout the nation, and is doing incredibly well in the polls. He's not in the top tier, but is doing very well, and it's because of many of the reasons you mentioned. He's a constitutionalist. He has some very fundamental beliefs. I have not endorsed him, but I can say he would do, along with everyone who's running on that, on our side, or me being a Republican myself, would do an infinitely better job than the guy we have as president, who's never met a payroll, has never done anything, has never had any real life experience, would do. So I think it's good to see these primaries that are out there. I think it's good with Shakes. We want the best guy out there, and I think the more and more we see these primaries, that the ultimate candidate will shake down as we get going. But I think Ron Paul would be one of a number of those that would do a great job as president.
Well, you know, if I can just say real quick.
We've got like 40 seconds left.
I know you're down to that. I just like to say that it seems to me that all of those other alleged top-tier candidates are climbing on to Ron Paul's bandwagon and using his devices for improving the government as their platforms for running. It's kind of an interesting oddity. I think Ron Paul would be great in 2012. He'd give America a chance. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. We've been talking about what's going on, the events up at Siskiyou County. We've been talking about helping get the economy jump-started back up here in the North State with in small businesses. And when we come back, we want to talk after this break. We want to start talking veterans issues. It's on Veterans Day here. Besides just jobs for veterans, but what's going on in the Veterans Administration and all these things that are happening in the administration. So hang on, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
New York City, the annual parade, including servicemen and women outside the military.
Following the Port Authority, the Fire Department, Police Department, it's a great day, and we just want to thank all those contributors.
Sergeant Michael Elmore, a soldier depicted in a new statue honoring Afghanistan war veterans. At Penn State University,
it has been truly difficult to comprehend the terrible nature of the allegations that were revealed in the Attorney General's presentment last week.
Rodney Erickson making his first statement to trustees as the school's new president. The board is appointing a committee today to investigate the child molestation scandal that led to the firing of Erickson's predecessor and Hall of Fame coach Joe Paterno. Security expected to be tight for tomorrow's football game on campus. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373. 241-8373.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebaud. 8:34 in the morning. KCNR 1460, 11-11-11, it's Veterans Day. Today, thank a veteran. If you're driving down Market Street and you see all of those flags out along this one part of Market Street, that's KCNR and KLXR Studios. We put them up this morning. Our guest today is Congressman Wally Herger. We've been talking about what's going on up in Siskiyou County. We've been talking about jobs, jump starts for jobs up here in the North State. And on Veterans Day, let's talk about some veterans issues. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Carl.
Congressman, as you know, there's about a million case backlog in the VA. And I realize, you wrote a letter to Chinitsky, head of the VA, about this. And there's been some results from people talking to the VA, people like yourself and others saying, what's going on here?
You know, it is just unacceptable that we have these veterans that are here and we have this huge waiting list of our veterans who have been ruled on and they're disputing that, and for them to have to wait for a year or more for a reply is just completely unacceptable. I have been in contact with Veterans Affairs Secretary Shinseki throughout the last couple years, particularly this last year. As a matter of fact, quite frankly, the service has not improved, but we do have some encouraging word that hopefully it will be improving. As a matter of fact, I have a letter in front of me that I just received 7 days ago, it's dated November 4th. From Washington. I just received it, and it indicated, I'm just looking from this, that they're hiring more people in the Oakland office. They promoted 27 new rating specialists. They've increased from 259 full-time employees in 2010 to 280 full-time employees this year. Anyway, it goes through what they've doubled their monthly productions of completed appeals. So it's great to at least get a response that at least they're working on this. What's going to really count is when we see these cases being taken care of and the veterans getting the results and that they deserve.
Well, that's one of our problems that we see here is that so many people are waiting to have something happen, and when they do, and if they try to go back and ask them why or to revisit it, it takes forever. And we're bringing back here just in the state of California 30,000 a year to be back into our civilian society. There's nothing wrong with these men and women, but they still have to come back and get jobs and for injuries that they have incurred on active duty. We have a phone caller, Congressman Sharon. You're live on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Sharon.
I don't mean to harp on Ron Paul. However, I love the veterans, I love our country, and I love all the good that comes from it. And I care about all the issues that we're discussing on your radio, Carl. But Wally Herger, if we don't get a good leader for this country, I'm really afraid of where we're headed. And although you seem to like Ron Paul a lot, you did mention that there might be other candidates that you could possibly agree with as far as being president. And I personally don't see any of them other than Ron Paul as being truly viable. But I would like your opinion on the other candidates and who else you think might be good, because this is such an important decision. And so I'm sorry again to harp on this, but it's so important. I really want to get some input from our leaders. So, Mr. Herger, if you would please expound on it some more.
Well, Sharon, I couldn't agree more. This is one. Of course, every election is incredibly important. I don't know how an election could be more important, a presidential election, and that goes for House seat, for Senate seats at every level. than what we're seeing now. I've never in my life, certainly not since I've been in elective office, ever seen the divisions between the two parties greater than they are today. I mean, it's basically one side is convinced, as our president seems to feel, that government knows best. You don't need any experience out in the real world, just a great education, which he has, of community organizing, and then you can lead the country, and all the answers come from Washington, is coming from one, seems in general, coming from one party, and you have another party that believes that, listen, we need to get back to basics, allow the locals to make their decisions. We should be reducing dramatically the size of government so that we're not spending 42 cents out of every dollar.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but that's all that's true, but it's not just a matter of what party it is, because no matter who in the party, it's the individual.
Sharon, wait a second. I don't think the congressman heard you on that.
I'm sorry, I have a really hard time. He's so low, I can't hear his voice hardly.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, Sharon, ask your last second part to your question there before we take our break here.
Yes, I mean, because you mentioned the differences in the parties, I understand that, but Ron Paul is so different than even the parties. So if there's another candidate other than Ron that you would support, that's who I want to know who it is. I want to learn about these people so I make the right decision. Please help us.
Well, again, I have to get back. As I look at every one of the other candidates, every one of the other candidates holds these ideals, and I believe would direct our country in the direction that I think it needs to go. So that's speaking in general. And I really am serious about, I think it's important, these debates, I think the more debates, the better, because it allows us to see these candidates under fire. And we want the candidate out there who is going to stand under fire, because I think most of them pretty much share the same philosophies. I mean, there's certainly differences there in how they would do it. But one is going to stand under fire the best? We've seen, I'm not going to mention any candidates, but we see some different candidates that stumble here or there. It's not all that bad to wait and see some more. You know, we're a year, a little less than almost exactly a year, you know, till the election's going to be here. And, of course, we'll be deciding this coming the first of next year. And I'm serious about feeling that, you know, any one of these other candidates. I have my favorite. I've endorsed Mitt Romney. He's run businesses, he's done things, he turned the Olympics around, he's not the perfect, he's not everything that maybe I would want, but I could still support any one of the others, including Ron Paul, to be president. So that's just my opinion, where I'm coming from.
Hey, that's all I wanted. I respect your opinion. I appreciate your time, and thank you, Carl and Linda.
You bet, Sharon. Okay, Congressman, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back, and I want to talk about, you know, again, some of the other things on the veterans issues when we get back to that, but also media and how they're portraying the candidates. Just your thoughts on that, and some things that you can tell us that's happening in the D.C. area that's going to have another impact on us back up here in the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio, 8:43 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, equal housing lender.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 11-11-11. Good morning, 8:46 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. DC, Tim, and I can't say the man in black retired on Monday. But DC and Tim are there to give great haircuts, great prices, take a step back in time. Man's last stronghold. They support our community. They have discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. And you know what? There was a young Marine in there getting his haircut day before yesterday, as I was getting ready for the Marine Corps ball last night. So it's a great place to go. I can't say enough about them. Our guest today is Congressman Wally Herger. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome back.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be back with you.
Well, you know. Feelings, as you know, and I shouldn't say feelings, but people's passions are running this year. I mean, I was here. We opened up our radio station. It'll be, we were on our second anniversary here in December. I believe you were on our very first broadcast.
Well, congratulations. Thank you for the great job you do.
Well, thanks, Congressman. But you know what? We had an election, we had an election that year, right after that, 9 and, in 10, where passions were high. But I just believe the passions for this coming election are going to be sky high. I mean, it's already starting.
I agree, and there's a reason for it. I mean, our way of life is being challenged.
Yeah.
We're being taxed more. We're being regulated more. We're spending at almost 50% of what we 42 cents out of every dollar is borrowed money. I mean, it's not rocket science that you can't continue as a nation with policies like that.
Yeah, just look at Europe. They're imploding right now, and we're just going down that path. I don't understand why people don't see this.
That's right. Well, just talking about our economy now, talking about what we're spending right now, everybody wants to have a balanced budget, but nobody wants to cut their part of the budget.
Yeah.
Don't cut me, don't cut the fella behind the tree kind of thing. But, we have got to tighten our belts, and there's going to be some pain to go around to everyone, but we have to do it together if we're going to still have a country for our kids and our grandkids.
Right.
And again, it's not rocket science. And I think, Carl, the reason people are so upset is that people get it. They really get it.
Yeah.
And they get it, the reason why we in Washington are held in such high esteem, 9% approval rating, is because we're not getting the job done back there. Collectively, we're not. And I believe we're going to see we're going to see changes, you know, until we get it right.
Right. You know, we have somebody on the phone here, and 9%. I didn't realize y'all had jumped up that much.
You know, I think that 9%, you know, had gone from 12 to 10 to 9. I think that 9% didn't understand the question. Otherwise, they would have voted against it, too.
Okay, Ann, you're on live with the congressman.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Hi, Congressman Herger. Our good Sheriff Tom Basenko forwarded an article to me this morning that was printed in the Sacramento Bee, I believe, yesterday or today, regarding the Army Corps of Engineers and the state of California Fish and Game and some environmental group, I think they're called Friends of the River, are suing the Army Corps of Engineers because they don't want the trees removed from the levees along the Delta. Well, the Army Corps of Engineers just insisted that my husband and I remove 16 assorted trees from our private property because they have U.S. waters of the United States, which consists mainly of a dry ditch fed by a culvert 8 months out of the year. We had to remove those trees because for fear of being fined up to $2,000 a day. We hired an attorney on our own, and after $12,000, we had to throw in the towel. But now that the state of California and one of their environmentalist wacko groups is squawking, they're getting to sue the Army Corps of Engineers with our taxpayer dollars. Where was the help when we needed it? Up here in Redding, California. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, Ann, I'm not exactly sure. I wish I could talk to you a little bit more about your situation. You mentioned it sounds like it wasn't inside the Sacramento River system where the main concern is, are trees that are in where you have high waters going. And there, if you have high water, I mean, during the summertime, during low water times, it doesn't matter if you have a tree on the levee. We're talking about on the levee itself, and, you know, as the levee comes up. And what will happen under high water when you're eroding, when the current is eroding, you drive along a river, you see this happen all the time where a tree will drop off and cave in. Well, when it does, it the roots that are on the inside of that will rip out the levee. So we're talking specifically about what can cause a major, like the Sacramento River, the Yuba River, the you know, all the river systems we have in our area inside that during flood times of eliminating those. So I'm not sure. That sounds like you might have a little bit of a different situation.
I believe it is, Congressman. From what I understand,
which
is that
it may be entirely different than if you're on the main system that's going to cause people's homes to be inundated. And perhaps, as we saw in Yuba County back in 87, where there were actually individuals drowned.
Yeah. Well, I think that in Ann's case that they really overreached their boundaries. They say, "Sir, we got to take another quick break. When we come back, we have people lined up to talk to you, and we're running out of time here." Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, lot.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you've had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Come see what the big deal is at the Mount Shasta Mall. You have enough to plan for this holiday season without surfing the internet and driving long distances just to get your shopping done. The Mount Shasta Mall has over 80 specialty stores, restaurants, and services where you can find unique and stylish options for everything on your list. Serving a big meal? Find festive table linens. Chopping down a big tree? You'll need tough gloves and toasty coats. With stores like Macy's, Old Navy, JCPenney, and Sears, you'll find all the biggest deals right here in town. You owe it to yourself to shop the Mount Shasta Mall. Santa Claus is coming to town early, Saturday, November 19th at 5 p.m. during a musical performance in Center Court featuring Linda Bott and the first snowfall of the season. Family entertainment and crafts for the kids from 5 to 8 p.m. And the charity Trail of Trees kicks off throughout the mall. Join seven local nonprofits as they provide for needy children in Shasta County through this charitable holiday drive.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl and DeBob, this is Free Fire Radio, 8:55 in the morning. I'd like to thank Kathy and Millie from Classy Cafe, who just dropped off SOS for us veterans here. And if you haven't had SOS from the Classy Cafe, you have not lived.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Okay. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger. But before we get to the congressman, let me remind everybody that today at IGO at 10:55 will be the ceremony out at the Veterans Cemetery out there. You can catch a ride with a bus that leaves from Bonaventura and Placer up there by Holiday. That leaves at 10:15. It's provided by Daniel out of the goodness of his heart. We've also got the 11 o'clock at the Reading Elks Lodge, where they are toasting Armistice Day at 11 a.m. There's so many things going on. Our guest, Congressman Wally Herger, and we have somebody on the line. Jim, good morning. You're live. Jim, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Morning, Wally. I just won't take but a minute. I know there's not much time, but as a veteran, I want to thank you for the work you have done, a lot of it unheralded, for our clinic, for our veteran cemetery, which without your work with Pete Wilson, that state-run cemetery wouldn't be out there, and one of the most beautiful ones in the United States. And now the veterans' home, although it's taken a setback because of the thing, but the work you've done behind the scenes, and many veterans here in Shasta County and in your district don't seem to realize that without your seniority, without a lot of things that go on, we're going to not do as well as veterans in this. And I really appreciate your work, and I'll take your answer off the air.
Congressman.
Well, Jim, you know, this sounds like my good longtime friend Jim Gibson, who used to drive submarines for a living in the Navy. And God bless you, Jim. And, there isn't anything I do that I enjoy doing more than working with our veterans and supporting our incredible military to ensure that, as they say so often, freedom isn't free. I can't. That is the greatest responsibility we have in Washington, is to ensure that we continue to be free, that we continue to maintain our forces so that bullies don't come after us, and then we take care of our veterans once they come back. And so anyway, Jim, it's been so good working with you over the years and all of our veterans. Carl, you're a great veteran there, and there's so many. I mean, God bless each and every one of you on this Veterans Day, and what a day to have Veterans Day, 11-11-11.
Yeah, isn't that great?
God bless each and every one of you, and Jim, thank you so much for your comments.
Well, we appreciate you being on, Congressman. We don't have a lot of time left, a couple minutes. So I just there's so many questions and so little time. But the you know, the fact is that veterans issues take a very high point with us here and in the North State, as you know, because there's so many veterans here. And the rights of private property and individuality, which is so strong in the North State, we need you and our other elected officials to lead that fight and not to just roll over to bureaucracies.
You know, Carl, that's so important. And, you know, I can't say enough. You mentioned earlier how you see our electorate so ginned up, how people are going, how they're involved. And, you know, we, in order for us to turn this country around, to get it back and going in the direction of our founding fathers and those who believe in our country, it's going to take all of our people, all of our veterans, all of our citizens to be involved in the elections. To, you know, at every level, certainly at the federal level, to get things turned around. And we can do that.
Yes, sir,
we can.
There's
no greater country in the history of the world than this country. And, you know, it's not going to be there by accident.
No, sir.
It's going to be there because each and every one of us is involved to ensure that we get the leadership from Washington that this country deserves.
That's right, sir. Well, thank you very much for being with us. We have to run. Thanks a lot, sir, and have a great Veterans Day. And just remember out there, it's the good guys against the bad.